And so what's going to happen is this reaction is going to go very vigorously. It's going to go very fast because there's going to be a ready source of oxygen present for it to melt
quickly. Don't do it.
I got to wait for it all to melt. It's starting to bubble a little bit and melt. Just a little.
Last week, the King's College Chemistry Department hosted their annual Halloween show, Things That Go Boom in the Night. Chemistry students elect experiments to perform, such as exploding hydrogen-filled balloons and color-changing continuous reactions.
You ready? Let's try that magic word again.
Dr. Christy Concannon of the King's College Chemistry Department has been putting the show together for 16 years.
You know, it's a lot of work to put together, but we have a full house every year, so it's good to see so much of the community come out.
Most experiments are performed every year, but some students approach the professors with new experiments.
Every now and then a very ambitious student will come with something they've seen on TV or whatever, say, I want to do this one, and so we let them do something new.
The annual show usually goes off without a hitch, but Concannon and Dr. Stephen Sweeney of the physics department related some of the most memorable mishaps.
There was a few years ago, so you know we do the liquid nitrogen, where you put something in nitrogen and freeze it. A few years ago, one of our students froze a racquetball, and then threw it up and hit it with a racket, and racquetball shrapnel flew into the audience and whacked a little boy in the head. I mean, he was fine, but it was very scary from our perspective.
Last year, Elvis, Dr. Ron Sapkowski, he was laying on the bed of nails and didn't quite protect himself from the blow of the sledgehammer and the cinder blocks and got a little beat up in the face, which I still say wasn't my fault.
Things That Go Boom in the Night will return next Halloween with even more spooky scientific fun. For WRKC News, I'm Kara Medwick.